from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
First and foremost, just eliminating the run, making the guys one-dimensional just like any other game. And once you make a team one-dimensional, knowing exactly what they'll do, given situation, it gives us a chance as a defense to really pin our ears back and do exactly what we would like to do.
That is Roquan Smith of the Ravens, who open, of course, with Kansas City Thursday night. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here on WGR.
Run and stop the run, playing the Chiefs. Good luck with that.
You know, I saw this guy's take like immediately sort of debunked, right? What is he supposed to say? What's the answer?
We're screwed.
I mean, just what?
I'm scared.
Play well.
Hold me.
Hold me? Beat your man? Okay, so it's not stop the run. We can prove that that's wrong.
I could use a hug.
But what is he really supposed to say? Yeah, what a trap question. How do you stop Mahomes? I don't know. Has anybody done it? I don't know. I think it's probably impossible.
The Chiefs kind of did it last year, I think, maybe.
But I know, like, if I played defense on the Ravens and got that question, I'd have a tough time. If I'm anybody else, I know what I'd say. I got a guy, too. Lamar Jackson, 7-0 against the spread as an underdog over 3 years. Hasn't happened very often, as you can tell by that. But I got a guy, too. So we'll see what happens. Let's play. Let's play ball. Right, Trista? Let's play ball. Let's go. Week one.
That's right.
Come on.
Lamar Jackson, 51-30-2 in the first half against the spread in the entire career, which is the best quarterback in the first half. He was 13-5 first half against the spread. I like the full game. I like Lamar to cover that 3. Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the Chiefs in September are not – I mean, you guys know this. The Chiefs in September are not a team – that lights the world on fire against the spread. So from a betting perspective, I'm not laying it with Patrick Mahomes.
How are you today, by the way?
I'm happy Bulldog's back.
Me too.
Hi. Really. I've missed you.
I'm really happy. The gentle giant has returned.
The gentle giant. Wow.
Your past didn't exactly align when we did the fantasy draft.
We got to get to know each other better. That's not going to stand.
Then he missed last week.
Gentle giant.
But here we go, week one. It's all happening.
Like you're not sensitive.
Oh, sure. No, I am. But yeah,
it's definitely apt.
Funny story though. So my mom was listening to our hit last week, right? Mm-hmm. And she didn't know it was a hit. That's how good it was. She thought we were just on the phone, me and you, Show. She was like, "You guys were just chopping it up."
That's the best.
Just on the phone, and I was like, "No, we were doing a hit on the radio."
Yeah, well, that's a great compliment. I think
I agree
to us both.
Good thing I wasn't here to let my gentle giant.
That's why Trisha had the defensive instinct to say quickly how happy she was that you're back. Maybe.
You know, I'm good at cleaning up on aisle 6. Right?
Yes. Well, Trista, I said this to Bulldog on the air, if your mom wasn't listening earlier, about you, that I sort of have listened to you sort of be, you know, more especially optimistic about the Bills this year. You can tell there's a lot of doubt in the air, but, you know, you've been pretty optimistic, pretty confident in them, as I've heard it. Here we go, week one, and there's still plenty of that speculation that's negative about them with their free agent losses and the Diggs trade and better competition in the division, tougher schedule, all of this. Is it right to hang in there, though, and, you know, chin up?
I mean, I think anytime you have Josh Allen in an elite defense, I think you feel good. I think especially when you're dealing with a very suspect division, right? Like there's a lot of people very excited about the Jets right now. I am going to have to see it before I believe it, right? That offensive line for years now has either been not good or banged up. And maybe you say to me, okay, well, that was with Zach Wilson, and now we're going to get Aaron Rodgers, a fully healthy year for him. And I say, like, we'll see how Aaron Rodgers is if the offensive line collapses. So for that team, I'm going to need to wait and see. And then you're talking about the Dolphins, and the Dolphins have lost a lot of weapons, a lot of defensive guys, and new defensive coordinator. That whole thing was a mess. So do I feel like the Dolphins are a shoo-in to win the division? No, I don't. So as long as you're figuring things out, I mean, we know that Josh Allen's going to run as, like, probably either the top runner or the second top runner in on your team, but not, he's going to be the weapon, right? Like, but on top of that, okay, you've got Dalton Kincaid. You've got Dawson Knox. I think those will be the guys that you go to. You got Shakir. And so, like, without Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs, am I worried? Yeah, sure. But I also know that division itself is quite suspect.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Jets. I see what everybody sees, the roster, how good it was, how many games they won with the worst quarterbacking you can almost imagine the last year and even the year before that. But yeah, I'm skeptical about 41 years old Achilles tendon, and the linemen that they brought in to stabilize the thing have got terrible injury histories, at least on the outside. So yeah, I'm also, you know, it's the Jets, you know, I respect Miami. I think they'll win their games with that offense, but I'm not scared of them. If Rodgers is right and that pops, then the Jets could really be an intimidating force, but I'm like you. I'm going to need to see it. Like I just don't buy it yet.
Also, let's not act like we're not seeing what's going on Twitter, right? That the locker room is in disarray. That they're turning on each other. They're saying Aaron Rodgers is a bad leader. You have all these Jets beat reporters sort of echoing something weird. Something like, I think it's a level of more weird over and above what we saw from the Eagles last year, and we know that was quite weird, especially at the end of the season. Things fell apart pretty quickly, so I'm going to need to see happiness and function and stability and Saleh making good decisions and Nathaniel Hackett staying the hell out the way before I feel like I can put even a single dollar on the Jets. Meanwhile, though, I will say that in terms of the Cardinals, I think they're being slept on, and I think that they're better than a lot of people think, and I would not be surprised if they covered the 6.
Are you thinking more futures or Week 1 right now? Because it's time to wrap on futures. Like, I mean, you're talking about Arizona. I'm looking at passing yard over-unders, and, you know, Murray's somewhat modest 34-50. He really didn't run as often like a lot of these guys, like Prescott, as he's gotten a few years into his career, and we love Harrison so much, like maybe that's a sitter at that number. I'm not saying it is, just sort of it feels good. Are you thinking sort of putting a cap or putting a bow on futures thoughts, or is it more just like, all right, what are the lines this week?
For me, I've always been game to game, but what I will say is if I'm in Oregon now, right now, at this very moment, where offshore kind of is much more prevalent, right? I think there's only one sports book in Oregon outside of, like, the casinos, right? So if I was to get an offshore account where I could put up no money and place futures bets, I would do that a lot. If I have to put the money up, I'm not doing it at all. I want my money back within, like, the week, maybe 2 weeks ahead. In terms of the futures bet I actually like on the Cardinals, I like that win total. I think there's a lot of people who like that win total over that were on BetMGM tonight as well. Me and Ryan talked about the Cardinals a lot, but you're right. Like, they've got weapons. I think Marvin Harrison is going to be able to do just as much, if not more, than we saw from D-Hop at the tail end of his time there.
What is the total on Arizona? 7.5?
I saw 6.5.
6.5, okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah, that's nice.
It would not be inconceivable for them to win 7 games. It would not be inconceivable for them to win
10
or 9 games.
All right. Sorry, I went right to 10. I didn't mean to rush you.
I think you want to look at, I mean, who am I to tell you this, but you want to look at the divisions that they play. You know, what do you think? You're talking about the Jets. People are soft on the Bills, maybe relatively, or even the Dolphins. That's four of New England, too. That's four Arizona games. So sometimes you'll get that kind of an imbalance where one division, just their numbers will be inflated because the division they lined up with was weak. Maybe that happens here. I'm not saying it does because I like the Jets more than you. But, you know, that's one thing you'd want to consider.
That's going to be a long-running thing with us, Bulldog, is me and him, oh, yeah. Me and you versus him.
Yeah, I mean,
all year.
Back around the Jets again. We can't escape them.
It's the receiver, the Bills receiver room and the Jets.
I feel like I'm talking to Craig Carton right now.
I'm trying to think of a comeback.
You don't have one.
I don't, no. Jets schedule at San Francisco Monday night week one. Then processing.
Number 4.5.
Lagging.
The number's 4.5. I think the Jets will cover that number. I know Trent Williams just got extended, so that number's moved a little.
Yep.
But I think the Jets are live in that game when you're talking about guys who have been holding out, not at camp. I think in general, though, we can make this a broader conversation and say maybe in the first 4 to 5 weeks, you think about fading the teams with a guy or multiple guys that are impactful who have been not at camp. Because they've been in contract disputes, because I think there's going to take some time. You can't just do nothing and come in and be, and I know Trent Williams is very, very good, but I don't think you can just come off the street and all of a sudden go up against the top three, top five defense and be able to hold your own at an age where he's starting to get a little long in the tooth.
15th year in the league. If they win that game, though, look out. I mean, you want to talk about whether this is going to be our thing. At Tennessee, New England, Denver, Minnesota in Europe, that's the first 5 games. So yeah, if they win in San Francisco.
I'm going to need the Niners to not allow that to happen.
We need the Niners. The like fever pitch will be at an all-time high if the Jets go to San Francisco and win game one. I mean, the overreactions on every TV show. I mean, this station as well. I'm sure Shope will be just taking victory lap after victory lap.
I would do so very, very carefully.
I would just be overcome with sadness because I would be out of Joe Ostrowski's survivor pool in week one.
Okay.
That's your first one?
I'm going with the Niners. I'm going on brand. I know it's not the easiest game on the board at all, but I'm going on brand. I don't believe in the Jets. They're going to San Francisco and beating the 49ers? It's a team I don't believe in? No, of course they're not.
Do I have time to still get into that survivor league? Do I still have time?
I'm not in it yet, so maybe. I think you'll probably take anybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in those survivor leagues.
Yeah.
I went in last week to just make sure because he changed carriers, so he had to like create a new account with a new app that runs it for him. And I was in there and it was like, all right, let me look at the games. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm doing that. It's not in-depth analysis. I'm not buying the Jets, so no, there's no way they win that game.
I do like it, Trista.
There's probably $50,000 to the winner, and he says he's not doing in-depth analysis.
I think it might be more. I like the idea of that game as a pick, though. I like Bulldog's case for picking that game. You never want to pick the biggest spread, I think, which is Cincinnati at 9, the Bills at 6, and then you've got a couple 4, 4.5. Actually, Dallas is close to – no, that's not this week.
Sorry, I'm looking at MGM, and they just jumped to like Thanksgiving games.
You're looking forward to the game of the year type stuff.
Right, Dallas at Cleveland this week.
Right, Cleveland is favored 2.5. I see here.
So I think it's a good play. If that's how you feel, a 4-point favorite is a good play.
I kind of like Cleveland in that spot as a survivor pick, because I may never want to pick Cleveland again.
Right.
Yeah, that's a rule, too, and usually in these things, too. You can only pick a team once.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Trista, this is all very exciting. We're so glad to have you with us again throughout the season. Any questions for us?
What are you guys watching?
Right now?
Oh.
What TV?
I am back in time. Nothing new has grabbed me since I think I finished The Bear season 3. And so I restarted The Sopranos. It's been my TV watching time in the summer is minimized because I'm outside on my bicycle instead of in the basement on a trainer, and that's when I watch these shows. So I'm only in season 2, episode 5 of Sopranos. But that now that I started, I'm gonna just run that all the way through.
It's so funny because I was watching The Bear. And I was talking to my friend about a character that was a minor character in this new season of The Bear, who is Sergeant Bautista in Dexter. And I was like, man, he was so good in Dexter. You got to see Dexter. So I rewatched Dexter. And then that led me to now watch Chuck, because the woman that falls in love with Dexter, who's like has killed like every husband or whatever in season 8, she's in Chuck. And she's like smoking. So she's like, I guess I think she's a spy, and she's with Matt Bomer. So I literally just started watching Chuck.
Right.
Shope, what you watching?
I actually have one this time, and it started last night, but I got hooked into it pretty fast. Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's good with Steve Martin
and Martin Short and
Selena Gomez.
All right.
And Selena Gomez. Yeah, they have multiple seasons of that, too. That's pretty, it's very hokey, but it's good.
Yeah. Well, that's me.
Hokey and good.
Hokey but good.
Me, I'm gentle and giant.
And watching crime dramas.
All right.
Yes. Are you guys on? What do you
this
guys
is a crime drama.
Should I lay it with the Bills or should I not?
I don't think I could.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Six? I don't think I could.
Let me ask you this. If you lose to the Cardinals week 1 and you guys go on, you know, right after the game, what is the mood?
I mean, fire is raining from the sky.
Yeah. I think so.
That's the mode.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Unofficially.
Yeah.
Unofficially.
It's raining fire. Yes.
Raining fire.
Yes.
Arizona? What?
Yeah.
Arizona.
Who's Arizona? When did they get in the league?
I'm telling you, Arizona has slayed tougher dragons at different times in the season. I would not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it should be fire raining from the sky.
I think it's an exciting time to be them, you know, and they're kind of the two teams are kind of opposites in like perception right now. Is one is just an upstart, but maybe, and the other is, I don't know, do they still have it?
They haven't done it yet.
It's just sort of opposite directions, but that doesn't mean they're the better team, the Cardinals. We don't know yet. Trista?
I hope I'm wrong about Keon Coleman. That's all I'm going to say. I really hope I'm wrong.
You're not bullish on him.
Right now, no. Everything that I've talked to my nerd people about, they don't love. They don't love a lot of different factors that we don't have time to get into right now.
We'll see.
Next week, perhaps.
We'll see what happens this week. Thank you, Trista.
Thank you,
Trista Crick from Oregon and Octagon, right there on the Westher Hotline. 803-0550. How are you feeling about week 1? We will have reverse AFC power rankings at 4, Ross Tucker at 5, Paul Hamilton at 6. No Sal today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.